Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is...
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
But we can't take your wallet and leave you stranded.
This episode is special because we're doing a Ask Us Anything and a little sister Q&A and a hodgepodge. So it's just me and Bon. Hi, Bon.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm here too. I have a little bit of cold in my face. You know, bear with me, guys.
It's also crazy weather, snow and hail. And apparently right now is cold and flu season. So yay for us.
Yeah. Oregon's a little bass ackwards. We are doing just the two of us, but you guys, and we have a whole slew of beautiful riffraff coming your way. All kinds of cool people. We haven't done AMA in quite a while. So we thought we would do a little sit down full of our weird. And then we will hit you with guest after guest after guest.
And here and there, in your face.
Yes, we have the craziest people. We've been haunting them all winter long, and they pop their heads out of their holes, and we're like, hi.
We're still here.
We're here. Remember us.
Hi. Remember you said you'd do that thing? Okay, let's do it. Ready, go.
So, we're very excited for the future, but kick it with us in the present.
Yeah, why not?
It's let's see what's about it. Do you want to go first?
I do want to go first. I have a fun one to start with. We're just going to jump right into some listener questions. Megan would like to know.
Hi, Megan.
What is something you two disagree on? Not a deep cut, but let's say Bonnie disagrees on mushrooms, whether they're awesome or not, which is hilarious because we just talked about mushrooms.
We would hold hands in a field of mushrooms while praising the gods of shrooms.
And then just, just eating them like crazy people. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's something we agree on. What's something we disagree on?
Well, we're both artists. Shannon paints with oils. I paint with acrylics. Well, yeah. Ooh.
I feel like there's so many things we differ in, but it's all in the same genre.
Yeah.
Or we just agree to disagree on certain things.
I used to like Will Smith, and Shannon hates Will Smith.
I super hate.
And now look, she's vindicated.
Yes.
To the whole world. Boom, as soon as the Will Smith thing happened and everyone went shut the fuck up about it, I was like, Shannon's just like wiggling in her caboose.
Woohoo! Told you, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I never trusted him.
I never. And I, on the record, everyone knows.
Listen, I understand everybody hates Chris.
Right.
But
I hate Will.
She hates Will Smith. And I've never hated him. I like him in most things. I thought he was a gentleman.
Was he a Fresh Prince?
He was a Fresh Prince.
Right.
I think that's the only thing we disagree on. And I would bring it up all the time and send you pictures of Will Smith for no reason and haunt you.
I think that's our biggest disagreement is Will Smith. That just struck me.
We're super solid, I guess.
I mean, we're all right. Hey, I like that, actually. That's a good one. Good job, Megan. Thank you for that.
Katie wants to know, if money was no object, what would you do all day?
Oh my God. Still spiral as I normally do because it isn't about the money. My brain doesn't let me relax. I don't...
Thanks, Katie.
I'm broken now. I'd probably just find ways to spend it all day, I guess.
You do like shopping. It makes you happy.
I like gift giving. I would just buy gifts for everybody I love. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
I would not be sitting still. So that also would be great.
It would be really fun for me. Absolutely. For you to do that.
Because I love buying you shit. It's fun for me.
Yeah. It's all things I didn't realize I had to have in my
deep
recesses of my closet.
But they're not dumb gifts. I like to buy weird, cool stuff.
Yeah. I'm wearing a weird, cool thing that you bought me right now. And again, I'm wearing cheetah on accident.
Yeah. No, it's great. Your pattern matching, like, whoa.
Oh, sidebar, my stepdaughter, we took her shopping and I kept holding up stuff that I knew she'd hate. But then I held up one thing that I was like, oh, this is actually really cool. And they were like, these like pantaloons. They were like...
like bloomers?
Yeah.
Shut up.
They were like joggers if joggers had...
a paper bag waist and bloomy nonsense?
Yes.
Oh!
They were like...
I'm picturing
it. Cheetah print, but also desert meditation... sound bath vibes.
Terrible.
Oh, they were great. I wish they were my size. She's very tiny. I'm not very tiny. So I showed them to her and she was like, cheetah's like, no offense, but like not really my thing. And I said, me either. And she just looked at me and I said, I literally have no idea.
How you got here.
How I got here. I hated animal print. I hated cheetah print. There was a short time in the 90s where I wore giraffe
for a while. Yes, you did.
And that was like... not even cool, but I thought it was cool. I don't even like the color red, and that's what color my hair is.
Huh. Why are we like this?
I don't know. Right. Who am I?
I don't know, dude. Okay.
Let's get existential.
Okay, so Rachel has a two-parter. Who is more stubborn, and who is funnier?
I think we're both stubborn on different things.
Oh my god, that's literally what I wrote.
And
we're both so stubborn, but I think it's topical and personal.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We, like, stick to our guns about certain things. Mm-hmm. And we're both funny in different ways.
We feed off each other, and heaven help the person that's in the room.
The poor third person in the car. They're like, what language are you speaking? And also, why are you both crying right now? And why is the driver of this car crying? Like, stop crying. Stop laughing so hard you cry.
Right.
Stop snorting and saying half of a word.
Please.
It's unsafe.
Oh. My poor husband. Y'all are crazy.
And we both like pranking in a way that we think we're so funny. Like, we'll find like the hiding spot to scare someone and be like giggling so hard at the prospect that like we're almost peeing our pants.
Yeah.
That we might even like ruin the scare.
So, really good example. Did you see the skeleton? Did you see Bobby Bones when you came up?
I didn't because it was hailing and I just ran.
Fabulous. Then I can describe it and then I can show you a picture and you can live react to this because I thought I was so fucking hilarious.
Does he have Easter ears?
Oh, this gets
Easter
weird.
Easter ears.
Easter ears. Yeah, basically, yes. I have to fix the skeleton for the season because the bus driver gave me shit that there were no ears. And then I tried to craft ears. That did not work out.
Ears are hard.
They're really hard. For a skeleton? Yeah. God, it's really hard. He's got a really big head, so it just didn't work. I went outside with weird items and then decorated the skeleton and he has solar light flower arrangements in each hand, a orange bow tie that was very problematic to get that on him without help, and then I put an Easter egg in his groin region because
like
why?
In his pelvis bone.
Yep.
100%. Like in his bone
he looks like he's laying.
He's gonna lay an egg.
Yeah, he looks like this now.
Oh, those hips were meant for birthing.
And it is the biggest Easter egg. It's like half the size.
How did I miss a giant green?
I don't know. That's why I got excited.
Genital egg.
The amount of laughter. I thought I was so funny. When I came into the house, Kelly was like, what did you do? And I was like, you're just going to have to see it. And then he forgot, but I was still laughing about it. 45 minutes later, it struck me as funny again.
I like that.
And I'm like, it's an egg. It was fucking great. So
if you can't bring yourself joy.
Right.
Who will?
Literally no one as well as I do because I think I'm so funny. Oh, nobody gets my jokes better than me. So the flowers light up at night. It's like an added layer of obnoxious for the neighbors that are like, what is happening? And then I'll be like, he has risen.
I want the bones to live forever. There's a house that I pass on the way here that has a pumpkin head skeleton hanging over the fence.
I love that guy too.
And they're just like year round. And I was like, they got some Bobby bones, but it's pumpkin head. Old pumpkin head.
It's good.
Oh, I am so sorry for anyone listening that's like, I can't even stand the sound of... Y'all, be grateful you don't have to sleep next to my stupid body.
Oh.
Because...
is your snoring out of control right now?
Yeah. Ooh. It's like house shaking, I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah, and I've just been sleeping, like, off and on nonstop. So the foundation of this house is strong, thankfully. But there's been thunder and lightning and hail. And
so it just blends.
I'm hoping it all just sounds like a blender of tsunami juice.
Well, I'm glad you felt good enough to come over and do this, because...
Sure.
I miss your face.
Anything so. For our listeners.
We do it for the people.
As I feel like Chucky from Rugrats. It's like, I want a snack.
So
I actually don't, because nothing sounds good. Jessica wants to know,
mm-hmm.
Shannon,
mm-hmm.
have you ever had a secret admirer?
I do not think so.
We need a P.O. box just so we could be like, hey, if you ever secretly loved us and never told us, please send us your ears.
Oh, P.O. God,
box.
No, our ears. Jesus.
Then go big or go home.
You are the worst artist alive.
I would wear them on a necklace and they'd be like, did you murder those people and keep their ears?
Okay.
I'd be like, nah, these are from my admirers.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I don't know if this is creepy or sweet.
Uh-huh.
When I worked at a specific job I won't name because it ended poorly, I sat at a desk and did a bunch of jobs and was the face of this corporation for a while. And then one day, a very beautiful Starbucks cup showed up with a note in it, those sample bags of coffee from Starbucks or whatever. But it wasn't like a gifty thing. You could tell the effort was there.
Yeah.
And the cup had leaf pattern on it. So it was like somebody that must have known my jam, because it was like green to gold gradient. It was very me. And the coffee vibe was very me. So it was like, have I consumed coffee with this person before? The note was just, thank you for being so nice. Thanks for brightening my day, or something like that. No signature, no nothing. Very nice handwriting, but really unisex and kind of could have been anyone. I still to this day do not know who dropped that mug off on there, but I was like, that was really thoughtful.
It should have stood out because it's someone whose day you brightened.
Right? But like,
how rare. No, I'm just kidding.
That's valid. But I was such a bitch at that desktop. No, I was joking. I've tried to be really nice to everybody because the person that owned the company was a total asshole. So I was putting out a lot of fires all the time.
Mm.
It felt like a, this guy's a fucking monster, but you are great. Or like, I'm sorry, you have to work for this criminal mastermind. I don't know.
That's
true. Weird. But that was the nicest thing. And I think if anybody admired me secretly, that's the only time I've ever known about it.
I like getting unprompted gifts. What I don't love about the idea of a secret admirer is that you're just living your life and someone out there is like fawning over you. But also, how different is it than when I was like straight out of high school and I had every band poster on my wall? You remember my wall at Dad's house?
What I was going to say is flip the
script. It was wallpaper.
I was many people's secret admirer.
But I'd put on those headphones.
Yeah.
And listen to the songs that were not written about me.
Mm-hmm.
But suddenly they were.
Yeah.
And I would like look at these posters with such longing of like, one day we're going to be together. And that to me feels psycho.
No,
but at the time it was so normal.
Totally different. So I had real life people that I wrote love letters to. And
unrequited?
Oh God, always. I wrote a million love notes to a ton of boys. And if they have them, you're welcome. And I wish you had told me you got them.
I feel like, if anything, this platform of having a podcast where we get to just do fuck all and do whatever we want.
It's our ship.
It is. However, if anyone out there had crushes on us in any way and were our secret admirers, I feel like they definitely are probably listening. If I had a crush on someone I found out later they had a podcast.
I'd go
listen and see what's up and be like,
do you think they'd listen this long, though? Maybe.
You never know.
I mean,
we really need a P.O. box.
Oh, my God.
I just want weird gifts, yo.
Yes, that was really good. I like that one a lot. Speaking of things that are creepy, perfect segue. You know, I love a good segue.
I hope this is a very personal question.
This is
for
a question from me to you.
Okay.
Okay. What's the creepiest thing you see in the wild? The creepiest, like, out of the ordinary weird thing?
Oh, can it be something that really bothers me that I find really creepy that
Absolutely.
Other people probably don't?
Yes.
Okay. Number one. I'm just kidding.
I have a top 10. Go for it.
I feel like I've talked about this in passing before.
Maybe.
I really get grossed out, like, on, like, a physical level.
Okay.
Like, it affects my body. When I see someone walking down the street just smiling.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, I do love that.
It creeps me out so bad. It makes me feel like they have bodies in their closet and skin under their nails.
I pictured it just now.
I'm sorry, but if you're especially a child that sort of looks like a demon, don't just smile at people. No, they aren't even smiling at people. They're smiling like to themselves. It's like Disney movie. If you took a Disney movie of someone walking down the street, smiling and being like, God, what a beautiful day. That's great. Make it physical and real in reality with like traffic. And yeah. Then that
no
person's
headphones.
No.
Right. Just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just creeped out by people, like, in general. Yeah. Like, people, to me, do creepy stuff.
Mine are all inanimate objects. Like, balloons in nature? Fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
I found
that's
a balloon
thing.
Hiking. And
why?
I was like, man, this is where I died.
You found it. No, you
when
didn't.
I was mushroom
you encountered
hunting.
It. You didn't take it with you.
No, God, no. Like, shoes on a random corner next
to
the
street? Oh, yeah. It's creepy when you find the one shoe. Because you're
street.
Like,
who hit you with their car?
Where's the other shoe?
Right. You got snatched out of that shoe. Where are you?
Where's the other shoe?
Yeah. The other weird one I just encountered recently. Like, you know when you're driving and
yes.
there's like the little gravelly, like turn off the side to stop so somebody can pass?
Shoulder.
Yeah, but it's like definitely a gravel one though. Like,
yeah.
There was a car seat, just an empty car seat, just chilling. What the fuck?
That baby grew out of it on the road.
Yeet. Why? What happened?
That baby grew on the trip and was like, I don't need a car seat. No mo.
Do they have too much weight? And they're like, this car's dragging. We have to put the baby out there.
Maybe the car seat like broke and they were like, fuck this car seat. You can drive to the next town.
It weirded me out real bad. Strollers abandoned weirded me out too.
I went to the grocery store and somebody had a stroller outside the grocery store. Like they left it, put their baby
I
in the car.
I saw that too. A Safeway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too. Same fucking stroller.
So my first reaction in my brain was like, oh, they're very trusting that no one's going to steal their baby stroller.
Sure.
And then the second thought was, I should steal that baby's stroller. Like, for no reason.
Worst.
I don't know.
What are you
going
to hide it?
Teach
like,
him a lesson?
You right? I knew
I know,
it.
I don't know.
You were like, you know what I should do is teach these people a lesson?
I think I'm broken.
Why'd you leave your whatever the fuck where I could move it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I have one more listener question.
Samesies.
This is going to be a really fucking hard one for you.
Oh.
And very proud of it.
Okay.
Liam wants to know.
Okay.
If you could eat only one meal for the rest of your life, what meal would it be?
Oh, this is a nemesis. This is my villain origin story.
Yeah.
I have follow-up questions. Is it a dish that I can modify, or is it the exact same shit for fucking eternity?
It's one meal.
Okay.
For the rest of your life.
So it's exact then, yeah?
My brain went to genre of food.
Yes, like
and I was
a
like,
pizza,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Or
you
like
can
a
have
taco?
Like a different flavor of pizza.
Yeah. Like,
you don't even like pizza.
I don't,
your first example?
Because it's versatile. Okay. And tacos are also versatile. I could burrito a lot of things. I mean, this really gets deep. Okay, if I had to carbon copy the same dish for all of eternity, it's going to be a three-courser, I think. We're going to hit it with a garden salad. Give me all the vegetables. Like, pack them all in there. That's how you begin, with a nice vinaigrette. I didn't even pick
ranch. If you do all the vegetables, then you can always pick out what you don't want to eat that day.
Boom.
That's what there's I'm thinking, your variety.
Right? I just pack everything.
You can't pigeonhole Chef Shannon.
Nah. Because then second course, it's fucking soup. So I hit that shit with some minestrone. Maybe like noodly action. That'd be really great. And then I'd do like Thanksgiving dinner.
Simple as that.
I mean, everything. Boom, boom. I was like, what do I love most? Motherfucking turkey skin.
Thanksgiving dinner.
It just popped out. So now I'm
But what if you had to make it every day?
Fine.
Fuck.
Fine.
She sleeps not because she wakes up at 4 a.m. every day to
the
fucking
put a turkey.
The
neighbors are like, why do you keep bringing me your leftovers? I just can't waste food, guys.
Turkey forever.
I don't know why that Thanksgiving dinner just popped out as the meat course. A roast turkey. Simple as that. Fucking hate. Probably like a flourless chocolate cake. I'm making all this. That I didn't know that part though.
No, I don't know.
I don't know either. It's a really good question. I like food too much. This would be so hard.
It's a really hard question. Eating one food for the rest of my life sounds boring.
That is torture. Chase wants to know, did you have a show or a cartoon that you both loved watching together as kids? Really good.
Oh,
question.
Shit.
We had a ton.
Yeah.
We were forced to watch TV together all the time.
Yeah, we all four kids would sit down. If we couldn't agree upon it, no one got to watch it.
Right. I only got a solo TV time when I was constantly grounded and I had a black and white TV that I bought at a garage sale. And I watched Star Trek Enterprise a lot.
I didn't know that. Now we have something new we disagree on.
I didn't enjoy it. It was the only thing my TV got at a certain time of night. But I also watched Saturday Night Live a lot, secretly, until I got yelled at to turn my TV off. There's a lot of shows that we watched together, though, that were like...
Cartoons or shows?
In cahoots. Yeah.
Who's the Boss?
Oh, yeah.
Punky Brewster.
Yep.
Care Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Rainbow Bright.
Yeah. Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead and Daria.
Yeah. These are all good favorites, too. A lot of TGIF, Step by Step, obviously.
Yep. Oh, yeah. TGIF was our jam. And, oh, really? 90210, Bitch, and Melrose Place. Those were, like, our teen things.
Those were our grown-up shows.
Yes, and Married with Children.
Yes! Those were our grown-up, like, apart from the other kids, those were our good ones.
Yeah.
I love that. We used to watch a lot of MTV as kids, like, music videos. That was probably why we're music-obsessed people.
Oh, there's a new show hosted by Miss Kelly Clarkson. Of course, I was, like, 100% here for it. And Snoop Dogg. Mm. They're the co-hosts.
What?
Uh-huh. I know. It's like, they're so different. Let's see what happens. What happens is, it's every single state. I don't know what competition they had to see who got to perform for that state, but it's like everyone's battling and there's going to be like a new American hit song.
Like pop star, right? Like
it's like 18 shows mixed in one. It's our Eurovision. So it's all the states and the territories.
Ooh.
And everyone has a representative. We went to watch Organs and we were like, we hate you so much. It was a song about like smoothies and they were
What?
It's over the top theatrics, stage show, dancers, the whole nine. And we watched like the first couple of the episode and I was like really mad about it. But here's how I positioned it to Joe. I said, you know, make the show better is if they categorized each song by like rock, pop, country. And you could see the states that were competing for that genre because then it's like turning on the TV and like putting on MTV at like grunge hour. And you know what you're in for.
Fuck yeah.
It's not every song's not different. Every commercial break, we're like, okay, it went like a really like pop rock, 5 Seconds of Summer-esque to a K-pop girl to country singer. And I was like, I guess they're trying to give you a variety. Yeah. But it, like, hurt my feelings. I'd rather watch one whole episode that was, like, all rock.
In one category.
And then I can, like, pick and choose what I want to sit and watch. I don't want to watch every country singer, even if their state is great. I don't know. The K-pop girl was from Oklahoma.
How
so
long
I'm just
are these
confused.
Songs? Is it a full
song? Oh, my
God.
The K-pop one was, like, 7 minutes long. It was so long.
See, that's what I don't understand, because even on singing competitions, they're
singing they even only use
someone
chunk of the
song.
Mm-hmm.
Right, where you know the song, so it's like, oh, good, I can jive with this. Yeah. And it's about the talent. Or, like, remember on, like, what was it, Star Search?
Yes.
It was a chunk, and it could be all the genres, but it was just your award-winning moment of that song, and da-da-da, that's all you get.
Yes.
That's what it should be.
That's what it should be. What is it called? American Song Contest.
Meh.
That's on Mondays.
Really unique title.
I fucking love Kelly Clarkson, and I'll literally
watch anything she makes.
I will die on her hill. I don't care. I will. Yes,
I do. I don't
care.
Her
she
too.
Could come out with a Justin and Kelly 2 movie, and I'd be like, here for it. Like, I don't care.
I feel this way about Snoop,
right? And Snoop Dogg,
right?
I love him.
Like, literally, coach my son in football. I don't care what you do with your life. I love you so much.
Yeah. The only thing I don't stand behind for Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
And I will write letters about it.
Okay.
Him and Martha Stewart came out with a Bic lighter.
Oh.
That is long for lighting candles and other things. Ha ha. That was the shtick. Right? So, like, you know that
yeah.
it's that long, like, mm-hmm. long reach one, but not, yeah. like, the hugey ones.
Right.
It's They're just long enough. We had a friend get, like, 4 of them. She was like, here. And she gifted us one. They literally never work again. Oh. They light, like, twice. And then you just have this big fucking piece of shit that just reminds you that.
Fuck your product, guys.
I was really mad. I feel like Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg know better.
Product testing was a fail there, guys.
It was. And Bic, how dare you?
I agree.
How dare you put their beautiful names on your sullied fucking product?
This is a horrible one. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Suppose you could have the ability to compete in only one Olympic event. What would you want to compete in? And I think you have to. I think that's the thing.
Oh.
You don't get
I'm
to.
I'm so tired.
Right.
This, like, hurts.
Create your own Olympic event is what I'm thinking. That's how we modify this
Oh, that's
question.
Cheating.
Sure it is. It didn't say you couldn't.
If I could compete in only one, I don't have to be good at it or win. It's I could compete in it.
Yes.
Bobsledding.
Oh, fucking awesome.
I don't have to physically do anything.
They push you down a hill.
I'm with other people that know what they're doing.
Cool.
I just, like, lean into it. And also, like, if you fly out of those things, like, instant death. So, like, dope.
You're a legend.
All or nothing.
Any way you slice it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bobsledding. Oh, good job.
Oh, good job.
Oh, good job. Is there anything you wished would come back into fashion?
Ooh. Am I the size I was when I wore it the first time?
No.
Oh.
Just, you know.
Probably not. I like a good racerback tank top, and I don't think they're around enough. That's, like, my favorite thing.
I think they exist.
But, like, not the in Delia's the way. Ones. Not the cute ones.
Yeah. I like those round scoop neck tank tops.
Yes.
That are razorback, but also scoop on the bottom.
Yes.
Like, they go high up on the hip and they scoop down.
There's not a lot of those.
No, ever. I can't find them anywhere. So that's why I wear a black one that has, like, holes in it from where I zipped it in my pants too many times.
Cool.
And it looks like I have moths.
Do you?
I just wear it all the time. You can see my ghostly skin through this black tank top.
But the holes are in fashion because fucking Kanye. So you're great.
Thanks, Kanye, for making all my old clothes feel new again.
Look like a dirtbag. No, you don't. You're in fashion.
You look like a dirtbag. I am a dirtbag.
Almost everyone has something that he or she considers a sure thing. What is your ace in the hole or go-to thing?
My sure thing. My ace in the hole.
What's the one thing you're, like, super good at all the time?
I know.
Like, is your thing. What?
Creating a really thoughtful, personalized gift for someone last minute right before I go to their birthday party and having it be the best gift in the room that makes them cry, that makes them so excited. And it could be literally, like, rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah.
And I think it's the skill that I own.
You have another rabbit out of a hat thing. You just made me think of it because we both have it. Rabbit out of the hat dinners. We can make a meal out of anything. Like a magician.
Yeah. I just need, like, 5 pantry staples.
We were doing Chopped before it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just make all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah. It's not even goulash. It's like a cohesive dish.
Mm-hmm.
Out of magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's from being poor. And that's on being poor.
Both of those answers are from being poor.
No, I love it. That's true.
I'm not the last minute, like, here's your Target thing I just got you, and here's the receipt if you hate it. It's like, I had 20 minutes and a hot glue gun. And here's this thing you dreamt about since you were a child.
And
I'm such an
you're
ass.
You're weeping, and you're right to do so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remembered because I put a note in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that. That's very
good. That's a good one. I feel like I know the answer to this question.
Okay.
But everyone else doesn't.
Okay.
Who is your favorite author?
Mm. Yeah, it's Stephen King. It's always been Stephen King. It'll always be Stephen King. I did love me some Judy Blume, but it's Stephen King.
Stephen King.
Yeah.
So I have some fun facts about Stephen King.
Tell me everything.
Things you might not know.
Maybe.
Hopefully you don't know all these.
I'll tell you if I do.
Okay. Stephen King has a fear of the number 13.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And if he takes stairs and there's 13 of them, he always takes the last 2 steps as 1, making 13 into 12.
Nice.
That's genius. He won't stop on pages that add up to 13 if he's reading a book. Yeah. He's a total weirdo, and I like that.
No, that's great. I knew he's a wackadoo, but I didn't know that.
he doesn't remember writing a lot of the novels from the 80s due to alcoholism, including Cujo, which is one of his most popular ones.
Alcohol and other things is what I read, where he had like blackouts that were some of his...
I want to blackout and make fucking magic.
And write a fucking masterpiece.
I think he's like part alien. Like he gets like taken over.
He writes a lot of books about aliens, so I think he knows.
Yeah. Him and his wife, Tabitha, who is like the saint behind Stephen King.
So
like
cute.
He threw Carrie in the garbage. And she made like, him take it out and be honest, like, this is something. She's why we have a lot of the greats. They own 3 radio stations in their home state of Maine.
Fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
It
took
inspiration from Ronald McDonald.
I love it so much. Oh my God.
He was not allowed to be drafted into Vietnam because he had high blood pressure, limited vision, which you can tell with those like Coke bottle glasses flat feet and punctured eardrums.
I knew the eardrums and the flat feet thing because of an interview. And I was like, well, he's like, everybody thought I was a draft dodger, but this is what this is. Flat feet's real. And it's everything else, too. Yes. That's funny.
Oh. He's a huge fan of the Ramones.
Yes.
He wrote the liner notes for their tribute album in 2003, We're a Happy Family.
The Bachman books are some of my favorite ones, and that's his alter ego that he wrote.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Do you know he killed Richard Bachman?
Mm-hmm.
It was cancer of the pseudonym is how he died. That's really funny.
I just love everything about him. It's so fascinating.
He's so weird.
Yeah.
And so cool. He is the number one author to have movies made from his books.
I can see this.
He has the most movies made from his books of any author of any time. My favorite author, and it's...
Mary Higgins Clark, obviously. I'm just joking because that's gross.
No, I love her still. I don't care.
It's not your favorite.
Listen, I don't love incest and like creepy shit. Like, I don't want to go down that path.
Weird.
Dean Koontz. We were raised on Stephen King and Dean Koontz in my mind are like our uncles.
Yes. It's my first and second tier.
Yes. Yeah. But Dean Koontz, I think, shaped what my weird brain was because... As much as I like horror and as much as I like really long buildups describing scenes, Stephen King is very good at setting the tone, that long tone.
The long storytelling to a point, which is what I'm good at.
The child narration.
Weird, yeah.
I like getting into topics that like Dean Koontz wrote about telepathy and sensory deprivation and time travel and like nothing was off limits. And he kind of like bent my weird reality. I got into astral projection because of him and bought all these books from like the 70s that were like astral love. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fucking astral project. Lucid dreaming, like all the things that I thought were like cool and culty. Dean Koontz made a story about them where it was usually like a little girl and like a strange man that like came out of the mist to like save her. And you had to find out like from a different timeline. You're like, what the fuck?
And in those books, for that, it's like the mist is more magical than the people.
Yeah. And it's always the lightning or the door or the...
Yeah. So for you were raised by the trees were the things that were magical that did a thing.
Yeah.
I was raised by you're in the trees and you're the person with the abilities in the space.
Yeah.
And then you're space.
The space
is the
magical
and
thing
the
and I'm witnessing it. And I think where the transition happened for me was in high school when I started reading the Gunslinger series from Stephen King.
Yep.
Then everything around was magical.
Yeah.
You were magical.
Yeah.
The guy
that
you met
was
magical.
A different
and
way of writing for
it,
him.
Yeah. Yes. And it was like hands down one of my favorite things. And when I was in high school, I was like, I'm definitely getting like these tattoos on me. Like one for each book. It was like the symbolism.
I used to want a Stephen King tattoo. That's pretty cool.
We should go get Stephen King tattoos.
I'm fully into that. Not
if you'd like to fund our Stephen King tattoos, you can do so at patreon.com/ You are that.
That's pretty funny. And if you're a Patreon member, we are going to do a handful of questions that are only for Patreon members.
I think this is a great place to wrap it up.
I concur.
I think so.
I have several more, but you're going to have to be a Patreon member.
Yeah, let's save some for Patreon. We're going to do a little minisode with some more questions. So if you like this and want to join us there, little as $1 a month gets you behind the scenes stuff. Mm-hmm. And you guys... We got weird shit. I'm literally sitting next to our puppets
right
now.
Our minis are sleeping. Don't touch my shoe. My girl's shoes are very cute. Boobs, by the
Honk.
Way, guys. No genitals. We
no
were
nips.
Asked that on Patreon, but no genitals.
So we're going to do some weird shit with our puppets soon. And we also have a TikTok now.
Yes.
We're trying to post more of some previous content, mm-hmm. some sound snippets, some little tasters on there. We're going to start doing some silly puppet activities.
I'm going to duet the shit out of things that I think are fun. We're going to see some slime and some unboxing. I'm going to get wild with the duets.
Yeah, things are going to get weird. It is nostalgic. It is fun. So if you want to follow us on the Tiki Talkie, our at is You Are That Podcast.
Nice.
So we got a new thing to remember. We are also still on the gram.
Yep.
Instagram name is No, You Are That.
Don't forget the no.
It's a rebuttal.
We're on the Facebooks. You Are That on Facebook.
We also have merch,
oh, yeah.
bods in your homes, and all kinds of shit. You guys, we also need your votes. So right now we have some of our throwback celebrity crush merchandise, and we want to know who we should turn into merch. Who is your number one poster hottie that you're like, oof, gotta have them?
Who's next? Bonnie did a round of amazing ones this last time, and I've got some votes, but like I really want to know what your vote is. So
yeah.
Tell us
all about
it.
I want to know. Who do you want to be on a blanket so you can wrap it around your body? Who were you a secret admirer of?
Ooh.
Oof, oof, oof.
Well done.
And if you do like the podcast, go ahead and rate and review anywhere you listen to podcasts where you can do that. You can now do that on Spotify. You can do it on iTunes.
And I think a lot of the platforms are doing following now. So that's a big thing too. I think all of them have a follow button.
Like a subscribe, but like, it's a follow.
It's just a little plus sign where you're like, yeah, I like this show. I'd like to see more.
Yeah. And it'll alert you when we have a new episode coming up. Again, you guys, we have so many cool people coming up in the future. Thank you for bearing with my stupid cold face.
It's a hiccup. It's no big deal. It's a hiccup and a sneeze, y'all.
It's cold season. For sure.
Thanks so much. We appreciate you. And until next time, we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.